Gopi jana ballabha giri badhari jaya Dasara nandana braja jana ramchana Jamuna kira Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Jana Balabha Girivara Dhani Jaya Gopi Jana Balabha Girivara Dhani Jaya Paramahansa, Pali, Brajagacharya, Stotara Sadashi Shimaresi, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki, Nityalil Vishnu, Vishnu Paramahansa, Pali Brajagacharya, Stotara Sadashi Shima Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Ki, Anantakoti Vaishnavinda Ki, Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki, Bhante Gahoshi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidvaita Vidara Shipasadi Gora Bhakti Minda, Vishi Radha Krishna Gopina Shamakandu Radha Kundu Giri Govardhan Ki Nikora Vindavan Dham Ki Mai Purnabdi Dham Ki Jagannapuri Dham Ki Nuramanriti Dham Ki Tulsi Devi Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Ganga Mai Ki Yamuna Mai Ki Samaveta Bhakta Vinda Glory some devotee, glory some devotees, all glory some devotees. Glory Shri Guru Ranga, Kamanandi. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya We have second canto or rather, third canto, chapter 2, verse 10. Devasya mayaya sprishta ye chanya rasat ashrita brahmyate dina tad vakyayar Atman uptatmano haro Devasya mayaya sprishta Yechanya rasat ashrita Brahmyate dhina tadvakya Atman uptatmano haro Devasya Mayaya Sprishta Yechanya Rasat Ashita Vamyate Dhina Tadvakyaya Atmanyotatmano Hara.
Devasya,
of the personality of Godhead. Mayaya, by the influence of external energy. Sprishta, infected. Yay,
although.
Cha, and. Anyat, others.
Asat.
Illusory, ashvita, being taken to, brahmyate, bewildered,
he,
intelligence,
not,
tut,
of them,
bhakyai,
by those words,
atmani,
in the Supreme
Self,
upta atmana,
surrendered
souls.
Haro
unto the Lord.
Translation,
under no
circumstances can
the words of
persons
bewildered
by the
illusory energy of
the Lord
deviate the
intelligence
of those
who are completely
surrendered souls.
Purport.
Lord
Sri Krishna is
the Supreme Personality
of Godhead
according to
the evidences
of the Vedas.
He is
accepted by all
acharyas, including
Sripad
Shankaracharya.
But when
he was present in
the world, different
classes of men
accepted him
differently, and
therefore their
calculations
of the Lord
were
also different.
Generally,
persons who had
faith in the
revealed scriptures
accepted
the Lord as he
is,
and all
of them merged
into great bereavement
when the
Lord disappeared from
the world.
In the
first canto,
we have already
discussed the
lamentation of
Arjuna and
Yudhisthira,
to whom
the disappearance
of Lord Krishna
was almost
intolerable
up to the end
of their lives.
The Yadavas
were only
partially
cognizant
of the Lord,
but they are
also glorious
because they
had the opportunity
to
associate
with the Lord
who acted
as the head of
their family,
and
they also rendered
the Lord
intimate
service.
The Yadavas
and other devotees
of the Lord are
different
from those
who wrongly
calculated
him to be an ordinary
human
personality.
Such
persons are
certainly
bewildered by
the illusory
energy.
They
are hellish
and
are envious
of the Supreme
Lord.
The illusory
energy
acts very
powerfully
on them
because
in spite
of their elevated
mundane
education,
such
persons
are
faithless,
are
infected
by the
mentality
of atheism.
They are
always very
eager to
establish that
Lord Krishna
was an ordinary
man
who was
killed by a hunter due to his many impious acts in plotting to kill the sons of Dhritarashtra and Jarasandha, the demoniac kings of the earth. Such persons have no faith in the statements of Bhagavad Gita that the Lord is unaffected by the reactions of work. According to the atheistic point of view, Lord Krishna's family, the outer dynasty, was vanquished due to being cursed by the Brahmanas for the sins committed by Krishna in killing the sons of Dhritarashtra, etc. All these blasphemies do not touch the heart of devotees of the Lord because they know perfectly well what is what. Their intelligence regarding the Lord is never disturbed, but those who are disturbed by the statements of the Asuras are also condemned. That is what Uddhava meant in this verse. Devasya maya sprishta ye chanyarasarashvita brahnyate dinatad bhaktyar atman yuktat manohara om agyana timarandasya gananjana shalakaya chakshuran maritam dinatas maishi gurudeva maha vandeham shigarav shirtapatakamam shigurum vaishnavam shashi rupam sakrajatam prahakana vaganatam Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Under no circumstances can the words of persons bewildered by the illusory energy of the Lord deviate the intelligence of those who are completely surrendered souls. So here in this verse, the idea is Uddhava is giving the idea, Prabhupada is giving us the purport to the verse. Otherwise, without Prabhupada's purport, it's a great verse, but it expands according to the Acharya's realization. And so there's one quote here, namam kamani dam panta yame kama pale spriha iti mam yobhijanati kama birna sabhajate, that Krishna's never affected. Those who take shelter of Krishna are never affected. So that's an ideal verse to be quoting here. So in many places, the idea of the explanation of Maya is given. Mama Maya, Krishna says, this is my Maya. Mama Maya, Dulataya, very difficult to overcome. But if one is surrendered, as said here, Uptatmano Haro, and the words, so there's so many words, even in the Shastras there are many words, so there are many people who study different Shastras and describe even in the beginning of the Bhagavatam, Bhurini, Bhurikamani, that there's so many people studying for a very long time. The Shastras, Maya Mugdha Jivyari Nahi Svata Krishna Gyan. Chaitanya Charita is describing the Shastras are there to bring us up to Krishna consciousness, not to keep us in the illusory energy. But according to this sloka, even those who speak Shastras, Yatad Vakyantu, according to Kaviraj Goswami, that let them speak their so-called speaking of the Shastras. He says, well, Kaviraj Goswami says that he compares it, a sabnamaniye pandita shoko. There are many pandits, also they speak so many things. Kaviraj Goswami, he's Kaviraj after all. He's a great pandit, great poet. So he has facility, he has the adhikar to say. And he says that a sabnamanige pandita shako, all those so-called pandits speaking so much. He compares that to the croaking of the frogs. Pandita shako, that they are speaking so much nonsense. Nachopa gaya turagaya gata, not glorifying Krishna means that. So whatever they're saying,
He's not deviated. In fact, Kaviraj Goswami expresses it at the end of the Madhya Lila that those who are like Kala, Samudya Kala, Nadatam Tara Labhyam, he compares them to envious hogs also. They don't accept Taridam Ati Rahasyam. He describes the Leelas of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of Krishna as Ati Rahasyam. Rahasyam heta uktama. So he says, Taridam Ati Rahasyam, Gorlidam Mitamya, Samudya Kala Samudya. He says that they're simply envious. And they'll have to be, he doesn't care for them. Generally, Kaviraj Goswami, very, very humble writing that compares himself to Jagai Madai, and that he's like the worm in the stool, and stuff like that. But even in his humble state, he's defending his writing of Chaitanya Charitamrita from these persons who may not accept. He said, that's okay. They cannot enter into it. Therefore, Ananda Vishesh, he said, I'm getting a special type of bliss for those who may not be able to enter or cannot. They compares them also to owls, that they turn their face from the sun. That they come out at night, we hear the owls, and whoop, they don't do anything in the daytime. So therefore, they're not getting the light. Krishna Surya Samamaya Hoyandaka. Maya. So this Maya is so powerful. Maya Grashta Jivir Se Babu Doi. Prabhupada sometimes would quote this Jagadananda Pandit, Pishachi Payena Mati Chanahoy, that whoever we see in the material world, according to Jagadananda Pandit, he compares them just like ghosts and or a ghostly haunted person. Mati Chana means your mind is Chana means covered or cracked. Prabhupada said sometimes calls it cracked Maya. So because their minds are in Maya, they cannot speak anything except like madmen, like ghosts. Pishachi Pailiena Mati Chanahoy. Maya Grashta Jivir Se Babu Doi. So whatever we see people walking in the street on their phones, and of course in the day of these shastras are written, people were speaking. Those who were educated, they could speak maybe Sanskrit. But nowadays, it's increased. Maya's increased. According to Bhagavatam 12th canto, the prediction is that tatascha nulidam dana satyam sochyam shamadaya. Day by day, anudinam, things don't get better in Kali Yuga. Of course, by chanting, Kalir, we're not affected by Kali Yuga. That's okay. But still, Kali Yuga is increasing. So, therefore, the prediction is that day by day, it's increased. Satyam, socham, cleanliness, all these things they're decreasing. Strength, memory. So people are speaking more nonsense. Just like when the time in Vrindavan, Gurudas had written to Prabhupada that he wanted to get a telex machine because a telex machine was a big deal. And in the same letter, he had written that devotees are going to India, but they don't do anything when they go there. Actually, Prabhupada many times chastised devotees. They come to India. And every other temple, I see devotees are doing all the cooking. But as soon as you come to India, you become like Ravana. You want to hire everybody. You think you're big, rich. So similarly, Prabhupada told Gurudas, yes, they're coming to, you just said in your letter that they're coming to Vrindavan, but they're not performing any practical service. He said, but if you get the telex machine, now they're speaking some prajapa, but if you get telex machine, they'll be able to speak to other countries' prajapa. But Prabhupada was seeing the thing practically. What to speak of telex machine, now we have telephone, computer, and this constant barrage of prajapa niyamagraha. Cannot avoid anywhere of speaking. All nonsense, everything going on. Constant barrage. Kala kalira balana indri vairi varga. That Prabodhana Saraswati is expressing kala kalira balana indri vairi. In Kali Yuga, Although the senses are so overpowering, as soon as we're born into this world, they're overpowering. Iccha dvesha samutena dvanda mohena. In so many places in Gita, Krishna is speaking of this maya so powerful. So we're born into this iccha dvesha. Dvesha means envy and hatred and desire. Dvanda mohena, this illusion of maya. So, but Prabhupada Saraswati is saying in the age of Kali, it becomes more powerful. Kaditasya. Koti Rudha, there's so many more obstacles are coming before. So many rascal, devious. We're not talking about pundits. There are so many pundits, that's okay, in the academies. But everywhere they want your money, they want you. They're trying to allure you. Cheaters everywhere. Our only, as Bhakti Sancha Saraswati would say, vanchita vanch, that this whole material world is full of cheaters and those who are getting cheated. Papo, tapo, nikuntano, tanubhitan. Those who are sinful and those who are suffering from sins. So we're being cheated every moment. So we have to come out of it. What does Krishna say also about this? Moha, nirmana moha, chitta sangha dosha. How to do it? Jita Sangha Dosha means to conquer over your associations, to get good association. Nirmana Moha, Jita Sangha Dosha. Adhyatma Nitya Vinivritta Kama, and give up lust, Vinivritta Kama. Dandara Mukta Sukadukka Sangha, Gachanti Mudha, Padamav. Amudha also, where Mudha means bewildered, means Mudha, fools, rascals. We have to come out of it. The 16th chapter in the Gita also describes that how we're in this illusory energy, the materialistic mentality, demoniac mentality. So we should think like that. We're also captive. We are very much anxious to hear the Krishna Katha, the nectar, especially the holy name, save us and keep us always pure. Emana Durmati, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying also, Emana Durmati, that we've come into this material world. Emana Durmati. We have a wicked mind from the very beginning. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is describing himself, but he's describing us. Satsanga charitainu asate vilas. Asato mam. We have to give up this asad. The word asad is used here. Ashrita. Taking shelter, kamamashita, tushpuram, dambamanga, taking shelter of all these maya, kam, krodh, moha, all these six enemies. So, therefore, the words, vacho begam, manasa krodha begam, they have to be controlled. According to Rupa Goswami, he's giving the basic instruction. Upadeshamrita, those who are newer, Prabhupada said they must study and read this Upadeshamrita. From the very beginning it describes, who is a guru, what is the qualification? That he's controlled this speaking, not just speaking some nonsense. Sometimes Prabhupada in India, there would be some big mela gathering, people speaking, sadhus were speaking. And Prabhupada was not very enthusiastic, but on a few occasions he even interrupted. They were speaking some impersonal Mayavad, there may be sadhus. Prabhupada just got the devotees to chant. Just chant. So Prabhupada is very, very powerful. He had the adhikar to do that. We may not be able to get away with that. If we go to some convention with academics, just interrupt them, the police will come and take us away. So Prabhupada described that Prabhupada was putting, there was one very elevated, I used to see Saraji Whitlal, he used to come see Prabhupada. He was a very wealthy man. But Sadhu, and he used to come and see Prabhupada in Mumbai. But he had said one time that Swami Bhaktivedanta Prabhupada, he has put all of the Swamis on the black list. Because they're all speaking, according to Prabhupada's idea, they're all speaking some nonsense. They're not speaking Bhagavatam. Sometimes you can even speak Bhagavatam like the Dhananjaya Pandu, but without realization. So without Bhagavatam, asato mam sadhyam. What is Rishabdev says? Nunam pramatva, mad. He said, they're all mad because of meditating on material topics. Nunam pramatva kurute vikarma. Not just karma, vikarma, he says, by your speculation and meditating on material topics, you're getting vikarma, nunam pramatva kurute vikarma, yet indriya pritya apnote, doing everything just for the senses. Our senses are also satisfied, but we want to hear Bhagavatam. Have to get to that point. Paschitya tirtapado vidana. Who could be satisfied? This is one of the verses that comes later, spoken between Vidura, actually Vidura speaking to Maitreya. Of course, Vidura is inquiring for Maitreya, and Maitreya is a great person, but Vidura is also a great, very great person. It's not, Vidura is a kindergarten or something, and Maitreya is, Vidura is speaking so many wonderful instructions also. So he's saying, who could be satisfied? You can never get satisfied hearing Bhagavatam. Not materially satisfied, but we want to hear more and more and more. What is it? Karna Krota Kadambani Karnabra Devya. More ears, Rupa Goswami says. I can't hear enough Bhagavatam. I can't hear the holy name enough. What are these two ears? The two ears, according to Sukadeva, he says, if you don't hear Bhagavatam, you don't hear the holy name. He said, it's just like some broken, or snake holes, or some broken conch shells. Useless. Better you should have died when you were born. So the ears have to be used to hear this sound vibration. That's atato brahma jigyasa, to inquire, to hear. So this asat, satsanga chari kainu asate vilaste karne karma bangu vas. Lagilo kama bandhava. Narottam Das Thakur says that he's lamenting that I gave up association of the devotees. He's not giving up. We ever hear about Narottam Das or Bhaktivinoda giving up so devotees? So never. Rather, they'd be in a cage of fire. Kaviraj Goswami is quoting in Chaitanya. I would rather be in a cage of fire with wild lions and tigers than to be associated with the non-devotees who are not speaking Krishna Katha. Katamritam Shavana Bhuteshu Samritam. This is Amrita, Katamrita. Tava Katamritam, Tapta Jivanam. Everyone is suffering, Tapta Jivanam. Saeva Jivalokasya, Maya Mohita Chaitasa. Everyone, according to Vyasadeva, when Vyasadeva was instructed by his guru, Narada Muni, Samadhiya nanusmaraya vicheshtitam. You should just meditate on the deliverance of all living entities. You have prepared so many wonderful works, that's okay. But, akilam, he said, they're inferior. Prabhupada calls it worthless. Anything that's not even strictly Bhagavatam or associated with Bhagavatam. So, what happened then? Bhakti yogena manasi sanyapanito malay. Vyasadeva went into his Himalayas and Badrik Ashram is supposed to be still there if anyone wants to go up to Badrik Ashram and find him there. So, but he was meditating like that and apasyam purusham pona maya chatara. He could see maya. He could see Maya, but Maya ashrita, taking shelter of Krishna. Not that we take shelter of Maya, but we see that Maya is taking shelter. Vilajamanaya yashastatam is described also in second canto, how Maya is afraid to speak nonsense in front of Krishna. But those who are in illusion, they speak nonsense. Durdhya. And what are they, what is it all centered around? That mamaham o iti durdhya. I, me, mine, what do I own? It's like Prabhupada would say in India many times. Different people would come to him to ask him a question. And he would say, yeah, you're asking me so many questions now, but you'll just go home and arrange for your daughter's wedding. And you'll forget all about this. He said, and then he told some of them, he said, I was also trying to arrange my daughter's weddings, but then it got to be too much, I just left. You arrange it. He took sannyas, he took vanaprastha. So Prabhupada showed that example. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also showed, Trakva Sudushchit Surechita Raja Lakshman Dharmishtari Vachasa. He is following the speaking of the Brahmanas. Mahaprabhu is taking sannyas. He is controller of Lakshmi. Everyone is after Lakshmi somehow or other, the blessings of Lakshmi. But he gave everything up. And what is he doing? Maya Amragam Dayati Echita Amdadada. Those who are in Maya, like little animals to describe. Maya Amragam is especially deer, but Mrigam means any animal. But he's speaking about the human beings also. All the deer, they cannot hear properly. They might hear, that's good. They won't lose anything. But especially for the humans, they have to hear. First thing is, Adal Gurvashwayam, approach the acharyas, and Adal Gurvashwayam. Rupa Goswami has so many 64 limbs of bhakti, but especially the first three are all about approaching the guru, taking shelter of the guru. Hearing, because this hearing, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was hearing from King Prataparudra, he was hearing Gopi Gita. And when he came to this verse, Tavakata Amritam, this Amrita, the nectar of these words, the nectar, it's pouring nectar. Tapta Jivanam, because everyone in this material world is Tapta Jivanam. They're burning. Tapta means to. Sometimes the word is used, Tapta Kanchan Gauranga, blazing like fire, but it means so many things. So Tapta Jivanam, we're suffering due to this burning, this material world, Tapta Jivanam. What is the rest of that verse? Tapta Jivanam. Kavi Bhirita. Those who are actual kavis, they broadcast all this nectar, their nectar of their. So we're getting all the nectar, not only Sukadeva Goswami, Vyasadeva, Maitreya, Vidura, sometimes Swayambhuva Manu, Akrura himself. Akrura Shtabhi Vandane. There's nine processes. So Akrura, you read chapter, I think, what, 40 or so. Huh? So he's going to Vrindavan, he's offering prayer. He's was chosen as the exemplary person offering prayer, although we have so many prayers. I mean, you can't count how many prayers. We're offering this Radharani prayer. There's so many prayers for Radharani. It's a very, very elevated. But Prabhupada Maharaj's prayer. So Prabhupada said, even when I was joining in 70, Prabhupada wanted everyone to memorize. We only had first canto. He said everyone should memorize those Kunti's prayers, Bhishma's prayers, because we had access to those. But who, even now, until 53 years later, or how many years? Anyway, we should memorize them. Because then the mind will be occupied. Because the mind, otherwise the mind will dictate. If outsiders are not dictating and some nonsense, then our mind will dictate some nonsense. So therefore the mind has to be. In Brooklyn, Prabhupada was giving lecture in 71. So Prabhupada said, people are surprised that yoga means to control the mind because they think yoga is just, but yoga indriya sanyam, mana indriya. One has to control the mind and the senses. They think the yoga is just like some gymnastics. So no, he said, they're surprised that shravanam kirtanam vishnu smarnam. You cannot do smarnam, just sit, without shravanam, kirtanam, hearing and chanting. Then the mind becomes controlled. There's no other cheap way to get there, just by sitting, meditating, or some nonsense instruction. They're all speaking something. Yes, you just meditate on this, well, some flame, some. But if one is Krishna conscious, then he can see anything. Yomam pashati sarvatra sarvam chamaipa. One who sees me everywhere. Stavra Jangama Deki Nideki Tarmurti. He doesn't see that Murti, that form. He sees whether Stavra Jangama, that which is not moving, the wall, Jangama, that which is moving, the people, the animals, the squirrels, the birds, the clouds that are going across the sky. Stavra Jangama Deki. Deki, he doesn't see that, but he sees Krishna. He sees that, but he sees Krishna there. So that means that Shutekshita, that you want to see Krishna. Of course, we're seeing Krishna here every day. But by hearing, if we don't hear, if we just come and see, that's beneficial. Let's say we don't have power of hearing or something, but we can read it. You know, somehow or other, Shutekshita, by hearing, one sees Krishna. So the more we're hearing, then we become, the heart becomes purified. And we'll, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to Puri, he came in the temple, he completely fainted. He looked like he was completely dead. And the guards there, they're not very, I mean, they're devotees maybe. They wanted to beat Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It was such, how crazy is that? He is fainting. Oh, jaga, 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 jaga. He couldn't even speak. He just fainted. Sarvabhauma was there. He was a big time pundit. He just probably went like this, get out of here, guy. So he took Mahaprabhu. He saw that he's still breathing. He took some little cotton. He's like Brihaspati. He knows the Shastras. He didn't have full religion, but he came with, he got drishtash, drishta. One gets the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even by seeing it at a great distance, or even hearing about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Aganya Danya, one will get so much benefit. So this is how to keep the intelligence from being deviated. It's not like magic bullet that, okay, now I'm a devotee and my, no, the intelligence, shana shana rupramed buddha, gradually from wherever the mind is always flickering. So Akrora in his prayers, he used the same term at Brahmyate, that he's an illusion, and he took himself as a fallen householder, a satgrahai. When Prahlad Maharaj spoke with his Father, Tatsadu Manye Soravarjade, you know. Oh, best of demons, he called his father. You're the best of demons. Sada Samad Bigna Dhyama Sadgaha. Sada Samad Bigna. Everyone, not just Haranyakashipu, everyone, including us, everybody in this material world, is Sada Samad Bigna Dhyama Sadgaha, because of accepting Asad. That which is not eternal. Asato, the first thing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed in Satyaraj Khan was, he asked every year, he was asking, and Mahaprabhu was giving several years the similar instruction, that give up association with Asat, Sangha Tyagi, Vaishnavachar. The first thing devotee does. Of course, you cannot completely give up. You're working, you're doing so many things, but not disturbed by what they say. They're all just living in this illusory bishad. They're just like ghostly haunted. The scene that they're just talking about their mother, their father, and their this, their that, their colleges. Don't you know this is all finished? Nahi nityam anukshana nasha param, Bhakti Note says, at every moment, is subject to being destroyed at any moment, finished. So all the Shastras are saying that. Yay, Sri Sangamuni Gani. All the Shastras are saying like that, this world is Maya. Even Shankaracharya, probably mentioned Shankaracharya. He would say, Narayana Paro Vyaktat Amda Sambhava Advaita Amrita Bharshanim. He even glorifies Bhagavad Gita. Mudhamate, he told his followers, you're all mudhas. Bhajagopi, just worship Govinda, but they didn't take that part of his instruction. Rather, they wranglers, So we're not interested in this wrangling, Tarki, Shrigal Sange, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, Tarki Shrigal Sange. I was in the association of the jackals of logic, Shrigal. And Tarki means logic. So always arguing. That's what if you're not going to talk about Krishna, then have to talk about, this and this, but what about that? There's no nectar there. Dry, like oil. Sarvabhauma called it like oil cakes. What's an oil cake? We don't need oil cake, but with no oil in it. He said, Tarkik Shri Gosangi, bow, bow. Just like jackals. Wah, wah. They make a really horrible noise. If you're a logician, so Sarvabhauma is saying you're just like a jackal. Jackals make horrible noise. They're really. I mean, it's like, just to hear it. It's like, I'm sure it scares away just to hear it. I mean, they're vicious. They fight with lions, but they still, yeah, jackals. Anyway. All right, so is the microphone available if anybody has comments? I don't see any microphone operators here, but oh, there's one. Who's the latest? Maybe nobody has anything to say anyway. All right, there's no questions. Oh, you have.
So, more than 90% of the world actually influenced by the illusory energy.
90?
More than
99.9999.
Right. Highly influenced by the illusory energy. And they're trying to dissipate or try to establish their knowledge to the world, you know. Try to influence everyone. So
closer. So
it's stated there that how can you escape their influence? How do you escape?
Well, you tell me. I just gave some slokas about it. Now you give yours. Unless you missed it, what I just said.
As soon as you on the phone, online, everywhere, I mean, all the medias. They're influence.
What about your mind? Our mind.
Everywhere.
Yeah, how can you do it? You better keep your head. Satatam kirtayantama. There's one verse at the end in the 12th canto describes that every moment, every hour, every moment, prati shlokam prati akshay, how does that go? Yasyam shuyamanayam. No, that's a different one. At the end in the 12th canto, it's a very good verse about that. One who speaks Bhagavatam constantly or facilitates others to hear Bhagavatam and speak Bhagavatam. And it says that even one verse or half a verse, ardham padaiva, even one pada, one line of a verse or one syllable, he atmanam punati, he purifies himself. So that's there saying that one has to take Bhagavatam. Shunratam svakata Krishna punyashavana vidyantasto yabhadrani, all the abhadras, so they're being removed. One time, Prabhupada was driving out to his morning walk in L.A. So as he was driving, he was kept quoting again and again the people in the car. Ridhanda was one of them on that walk, he told me. I wasn't there. But he would see the billboards, he would look out at all the nonsense, and he would quote the verse, just the one verse from the Gita, Mogasha Moga Kamano Moga Gyanaviche Rakshasima Surinchai. What does it say? Moga means also maya or illusion. Mogasha, all their aspirations, mogasha, moga, all their activity, mogasha, moga, karma, moga, jnana, all their so-called knowledge, is all baffled. Moga-shamaga-kama, because Rakshasim Asuram Chaya, they're asuras. Rakshas, sounds pretty heavy words, Krishna says. Ashradadana Purusha, Dharma Shasha Parantapa, Prapyamam Navartante, Mrityu Samsara. But Prabhupada was giving a lecture in Canada, and I think a lot of Indians, and he said, so you're asking why should I read here Bhagavad Gita? This is why. He says, those who have no faith in Ashradadana Purusha, Dharma Shasha, you won't get Krishna, and Prapyamam, Krishna says, Mrityu, and you'll get birth and death in this material world. So he was prescribing that they should hear and chant Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, very good. It also means those that are not, who are not influenced by the illusory energy, then they have to preach. They have to preach constantly.
Or vice versa, if you preach, then you'll get out of the.
And so they have to try to influence the 90%, you know, the
90, we wish it was 90, isn't it? 90, 99. Prabhupada says in one purport, there in this on the planet, there's millions and billions of men and women, and almost all of them are, you know, billions and billions of people. Yeah. Very few, right? What does it say? Manushanam sahasreshu. Muktanam api siddhanam narayana parayana. First it starts out in the sixth canto, talking, it says, Partivar. There are as many living entities as there are atoms in the material world. Rajobi samasankhyata partivirya jamtava. Rajo refers to sometimes dust particle, but it can mean atoms also. Rajobi samasankhyata. If you count it, it's equal to every atom. Partivirya means on the earth, jamtava, living entities. As many atoms there are living entities. So I mean, that's, we know that in our body there's so many atoms. But six canos saying that there's so many living entities equal to the atoms. So then this was a whole description of Chitraketu and Vritrasura. It started off from the very beginning. Anyway. So then it comes up to that, only a few are interested, only so many, few are humans, and out of those, very few are interested in anything, and they, some will come to the Vedas, but the Ved Mukhyamani, Ved Nishida Tajko, Ved Mukhyamani, Bhakti Siddhanta used to say, they may talk about Vedas, but they're only giving lip service, Mukhyamani. So therefore it says, Muktanam api siddhanam, and many, out of even that many liberated persons, only one is Narayana Parayana. And so then Vritrasura gets glorified as Narayana Parayana. Like that. And Chitraketu, of course. Chitraketu is Vritrasura. There's a lot of, there's so many chapters about them. If you add up all the chapters about Chitraketu and Vritrasura, 7, 8. Yeah. All right, so anything else? Ragamika usually has something. Nothing.
Very nice class.
Okay.
A lot of quotes.
Hare Krishna.
Great.
Yes. Yes, Yadavaya, Keshavaya, Vrishni Nam Paradevadeiti, is that description of all the different, in the wrestling arena, how all the personalities saw, so the Vrishnis, I think that's another name for the Yadavas, that they, but the Vidushak, those who are fools, they saw Krishna just as the material energy or something. It starts off at Malanam Ashanir Ninam, that wrestlers, they saw him like a lightning bolt. They were very fearful. And they were very bold, but they were still, they could see. You know? And then, how does that whole story? Smara, the ladies, they saw Krishna as Cupid, and the men, they saw him as a great personality. Bhojapatir means Kamsa, king of the Bhojas. He saw him as death personified. His heart was, wait a minute, who is this boy? He was a little wary of that. Mritya Bhojapatir. Gopanam, the Gopas, coward men, they saw him as their dear, son. And the Tattva Yoginam, the yogi saw him as the absolute truth, kind of impersonal or super soul. But the Vrishnis, they saw him as their kinsman. So, anyway. How do we get to that? Oh, yeah. Yadava. Oh, now you have something to say.
No, I was thinking that didn't Prabhupada say something about...
Give her the mic.
Maybe you'll have to repeat it anyway. Didn't your Prabhupada say something about Vrtasura's prayers being the substance of Krishna consciousness?
Yeah. It's in one of the purports, I suppose. Okay, anything else? That the Vrtasura's prayers are very important. Actually, I did a painting of Vrtasura where, with Indra cutting off his arm, trying to cut off his head or something. He cut off an arm, and he's lying there. So it's kind of shocking. But Vrtasura was very powerful. Indra had to get special, it took him a year to be able to get his lightning, it was a thunderbolt, so that he could be powerful enough to deal with Vrtasura. But Vrtasura was speaking to Indra. Indra is supposed to be the king of the devas, and he's telling him, Indra, come on, fight now. But Indra knew that Vrtasura is going back to Godhead, but he's going to go back to the heavenly planet. Okay, all right. Srimad Bhagavatam, Puranam Amavam, Vaishnavam.